Maybe you woke up this morning to the meowing of cats or the barking of dogs. But if you live in a city, you probably did not wake up to the clucking of chickens. Well, that could soon change. Flocks of chickens are beginning to roost on residential streets. In fact, NPR's Jenny Gold found quite a few folks in Brooklyn, New York, who just love their chickens.
It's a brilliant fall afternoon. The sun is shining in Red Hook, and Maria Mackin is tending her flock. To your left, there's a warehouse. Straight ahead, an empty lot. In this industrial neighborhood, just across the river from Manhattan, you can hear the clucking of feathered city slickers.
Are you laying an egg? You can lay an egg. See, she's one of the babies. She's not ready to. But see, once they start heading in there, that means that they're getting the urge to lay an egg.
45 chickens bustle around the homemade coop in Mackin's yard. Once all the young hens start laying, she'll be collecting 24 eggs a day. That's more than enough for her family, so she often sells the rest to a local gourmet food store. Mackin says they never stay on the shelf for long.
It's just a completely different taste. I mean, it's like the difference between like real butter and crappy butter, you know? It's like, oh my God, it's so good.
Mackin got her chicks about 4 years ago and was one of the first to join the Brooklyn movement. Since then, coops have been popping up in cities like Pittsburgh, Seattle, and Oakland. Websites like Backyard Chickens cater to an urban clientele. It's mostly live and let live for Brooklyn chickens, but some Brooklynites say they're just bad for business. Bob Regovic is a real estate agent in Park Slope. He says a house next to a chicken coop could lose 10 to 15% of its market value.
I mean, you know, what family in their right mind wants to buy a $2 million house next to a chicken farm? You know, you think of chickens, you think of some godforsaken place upstate New York or in some other country, not Brooklyn.
Despite Regovic's concerns, chickens in New York City are legal. You can have as many as you want, just no roosters. But many people have illegal roosters. Over 100 angry neighbors have complained to the city about roosters this year. One of them came from Maria Mackin's neighborhood.
While we were away, they said that the police of the 76 came and knocked on the door. Like they don't have anything better to do.
The chicken police left her a warning. Get rid of the rooster or pay a $2,000 fine.
I'm not going to pay that. I mean, the thing is, that rooster was really loud, so there. I mean, if you look over here.
She still has three other roosters with some excellent pipes, but the loudest offender was served for dinner. Mackin's spreading the word about chickens to friends like Judith Albert. Albert lives in a brownstone in a more densely populated neighborhood called Cobble Hill. She wanted a cat, and her husband wanted a dog.
Chickens seemed like a great compromise. You don't have to walk them. You don't have to groom them. And they lay eggs.
Mackin gave Albert four chicks. Albert's children named them, and the hens became part of the family.
That is Galadriel. She's the biggest beards, the highest in the pecking order.
For Nathaniel and his siblings, the family hens are not just poultry. They're pets.
Next is Ladybug, the black one over there with the bald head.
But chickens can live for 8 years, and they only lay for the first three. That's exactly what happened with Albert's chickens. Now her family has to have the big talk about the future of their chickens.
We're going to talk about it for a long time, and then we're probably going to be all squishy and do nothing.
Maria Mackin sees herself as more of a farmer and takes a practical approach.
10 of them are going to go before the winter.
And yeah. When you say they're going to go?
They're going to go to chicken dinner, yeah. They're going to Coco Van, that's where they're going.
Pet or poultry? It's a choice that more urbanites will face as they try a little chicken farming in the big city. Jenny Gold, NPR News.